For years, these were the only sounds coming from the old Howard Theater, the sounds of construction crews hard at work. But even then, you could hear the echoes of Glory's past, from Ellington to the Supremes to Marvin Gaye. On Monday, the city will cut the ribbon on a five-year labor of love. Dr. Rodney Ellis chaired the committee to restore the historic structure.
There are so many people in this city who, when I talk to them about the Howard Theater, there's this involuntary smile that comes across their face.
A lavish gala is planned on the $29 million project, with entertainment that would make Ellington himself blush.
We're blessed to have Bill Cosby as well as Wanda Sykes be the MCs, and we will be honoring Duke Ellington, Marvin Gaye, as well as Ahmet Ertegun, who was the founder of Atlantic Records and had a lot to do with the Howard Theater as well.
The centerpiece, a sculpture of Ellington, back where many say it all began.
The dedication of the Duke Ellington statue on the adjacent plaza, a beautiful statue in memory of this Washingtonian who's made so much in the world, made so much of a reputation for himself in this world.
Del Walters, WTOP News.